The New England Revolution have had 10 days off since their last match, and they hit the road this Saturday against Atlanta. Hello again, everyone. I'm Mike Riley for 98.5 The Sports Hub, and also the public address announcer at Gillette Stadium for the Revolution. Well, the Revs fell to Toronto FC 3-2 last Wednesday night after a one-hour weather delay, and they'll begin the first of three matches in an eight-day stretch this weekend. We'll get into that with my guest this week, Teal Bunbury, who joins me right now. Teal, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know that it's a travel day for you and the Revs, and we really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me on, Mike. It's my pleasure.
So, Teal, you are a 12-year vet, and you know about the significance being part of the MLS All-Star team. Revolution fans should be reminded that they have until July 21st to vote for you and your teammates at MLSsoccer.com. Carlos Hill, Matt Turner, Gustavo Boe, Brandon Bye, DeJuan Jones, Tayshaun Buchanan, and Matt Polster are on the ballot.
Yeah, I think that it's important. These recognitions, these all-star games, I know a lot of guys might not think too much of them, but I think it's well-deserving for a lot of guys to end up being selected on those teams. So I think if fans can vote, I know other players will vote, people in the media are going to be voting, but I think it's a huge honor for those players and in particular the clubs as well. So for the Revolution, I know we have a number of guys that I think are deserving enough to be on that all-star team.
And congratulations to you as well, Teal. As I mentioned, a 12-year vet. You just played in your 300th career match back on July 3rd at Columbus. What a milestone for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a weird accomplishment because you never know when you're playing this sport as a kid kind of growing up, and then you have the aspiration to become a professional, and then you become a professional. You don't know how long your career is going to be. And for me, I had an injury back in 2012 where I messed my knee up and I was out for almost a year. So you never know. There's ups and downs. You're playing a lot. You're not. You're doing well. And so for me, I think that's a testament to the guys around me, you know, the athletic trainers that have kind of kept my body together, coaches that have always kind of motivated me, my teammates that have motivated me, family members that have always had my back through the ups and downs, my faith in Christ as well. So it's a lot of things that are just helping me stay strong and continue to play. And, you know, hitting 300 is great, but I'm just enjoying myself.
Absolutely. And you have called the New England area home for nearly a decade now, an 8-year member of the club, and you rank among the Revs' top five all-time scorers. But off the pitch, Teal probably won't tell you this because he's a very modest guy. He was the 2020 Humanitarian of the Year for the Revolution, and now he's doing something new on his own time and dime. Charity work very important to you, Teal, and your family. You'll be debuting the new Teal's Team later this month. Please tell everyone about this exciting new initiative.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for this platform. So Teal's Team is an idea that, you know, myself and kind of this chaplain, Walt Day, we came up with this idea of, you know, is there a way where we can get some kids that might be underprivileged or that might not have the ability to maybe go to an event like this or just need time to like experience something new, get out of maybe the environment that they're in. So we came up with this idea to start Teal's Team, where we're going to get kids from, the first bunch of kids are going to be coming from Providence Rescue Mission area, where we're able to kind of figure out about 10 to 15 kids that are going to come to the game, have a great experience, get some food, you know, maybe a little popcorn, a little junk food. And then afterwards, you know, take some pictures, hang out and just chat with them for a little bit. So it's something that I think when we start talking about, you know, this is my 12th season in the league, it's something about a legacy. And it's I don't want to really be remembered for things I do on the field. You know, I think it's off the field where we can really have an impact. And through all these things and last year kind of doing back to school with the Revs and Teal's Turkey Club. And these things are a way that I want to continue to show God's love for people. And I think this is a good, fun way. So I'm so grateful for the Crafts and the Revs organization for being so welcoming and supporting of myself and the Teal Bunbury Foundation, who are hopefully going to help some kids just have a fun experience.
Just some awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Teal, for your hard work off the field. And be sure to keep an eye on Teal's social media platforms for more information as to how to get involved. Now, Teal, let's talk about a couple of your teammates playing in the Gold Cup right now. And you have experience playing for both Canada and the United States, correct?
Yeah, so I was born in Canada. I grew up in Hamilton, Ontario, but only lived there a couple of years. And then my dad played professionally. So we kind of moved around a lot, moved to England, then moved to Portugal. Then from fourth grade on, I grew up in Minnesota in the U.S. So I played some youth soccer with the Canadian like youth teams. Yep. But then when I became a professional, I played a few games for the full men's U.S. team. I haven't played for them in a long time, but I have family that still lives in Canada. Obviously, I have family here in the U.S., so I'm going to be rooting for both of them. You know, I want Tejan to have a great game, and he's been killing it, you know. And Turner, obviously, we all know what Turner can do. So I'm just really proud of both of them. It's such an accomplishment. And a lot of people see, oh, they're on the Gold Cup, but it's the hard work that I love from both of them. A lot of people just see them on game days, you know, but they don't see the hard work that they put in and the kind of character that they have.
Absolutely. And now for you and the Revs last week, Brad Knighton with his first start in net in over a year. You and the Revolution went down early 3-0 against Toronto FC, but did fall short in a hard-fought rally 3-2.
Yeah, it's tough when you're, you know, for goalkeepers, it's tough. I think that you never know kind of when your name's going to be called, you know, when there's usually a number one. It's almost like quarterbacks where, you know, maybe there's a, you know, QB1 and then you're kind of the backup. But, you know, with Brad Knighton and Earl Edwards, there's so much competition, but there's so much camaraderie between the goalkeepers and they want the best for each other that I think it's important for a club to have goalkeepers like that, that push one another. There has to be competition. And then when your name's called, I think, you know, that being Brad's first game, obviously there's going to be little cobwebs here and there, but I think he did great and there's going to be more games to come. And, you know, he's such a veteran guy, such a hardworking guy, and he's talented too. So I'm really happy for him.
So now you and the Revs begin a 3-game stretch in an 8-day period Saturday in Atlanta. In fact, seeking to snap a 3-game winless drought, the longest of the season. Now, Coach Bruce Arena has said time after time that the first half of the season was crucial to get all the wins because here in July and then August, it was going to be a bear. And this is where we stand right now, essentially in the heart of the season.
Yeah, that couldn't be more right. I think the start that we had has been really good, but most definitely the summer months and when guys go on international break or usually once the summer comes, there's more injuries and a lot more condensed schedule. That's when your depth, your character, your resolve as a team shows. It's not about when you're winning every game and getting good results. I think it's when, you know, when you have a couple of hiccups, when you lose a game, maybe you shouldn't. You get a tie that you maybe shouldn't. I think that's going to show our character. And I think that's what's going to get us ready for this next game against Atlanta. We know that they got an unbelievable stadium, unbelievable fans, and it's a perfect opportunity for us to bounce back from a result that didn't go our way.
And I know you've had some experience at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, just like the Revs, with a great fan base.
Yeah, it's awesome to play in front of that, you know, and you kind of get up for that game. And I think guys are going to be ready and we're going to have a little chip on our shoulder because, you know, once you have a loss like that, it doesn't sit well. You know, you have a loss, a tie, a loss, and that's not who we are. So now it's time to kind of really, really get going and make sure that we have a strong start. I think that's what's been something that's been lacking is that most games we think maybe we could just stroll in there and get a result. But with most of these teams, we got a bullseye on our back now. They know that, okay, if we're first in the East, we're going to want to kick them. We're going to want to fight and we're going to want to get a point or even a win. So we got to just be ready from that first whistle.
And that is a 5 p.m. start Saturday in Atlanta. You can listen to the match on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Teal, it's been a few days since your friend Paul Mariner passed away. He was a former assistant coach for the Revs from 2004 to 2009 with Steve Nichol, and then rejoined the club as broadcaster for 6 years in 2014 alongside Brad Feldman. Any thoughts on the late, great Paul Mariner?
Yeah, all my love to his family right now and to all his friends and fans of his that have just loved him and cherished him for so long. I mean, I can't say enough what kind of a guy he was. Obviously, I never watched him play, but I would see some highlights and I would hear about how he played. But besides how he played, it was just his personality, how he was always making jokes, always pumping guys up, always positive, always had a story to tell you whenever you'd kind of run into him. So he was just always a light that whenever I'd see him, I'd want to sit there and chat with him for hours, you know.
Yep.
What a great guy he was. And I think he touched so many people's lives through soccer and outside of soccer. You know, when he was the color commentating, when he was a coach, you know, there were so many different avenues that he was able to bring a smile on people's faces that he's truly missed. But I think he's got a lasting legacy that a lot of people are going to be able to have fond memories of.
Yeah, he kind of reminded me of the late Tommy Heinsohn with the Celtics, also a coach and a broadcaster, just a great personality. Satil, thanks for sharing your thoughts on the late Paul Mariner and our condolences to Paul's family. And Teal, once again, would you be so kind to please plug the new Teal's team that will be debuting at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, July 25th?
Thanks for having me once again. Oh. Teal Bunby is my my Twitter and Instagram handle. There's going to be a lot more information. But once again, I'm just very grateful to the Revs organization for just being so welcoming and being so helpful with this outreach to help some kids and some people that right now I think our country, I think our communities, I think our neighborhoods just need to show love and a helping hand. And I think with Teal's team, we're going to be able to do that and have some kids just enjoy themselves, have a night where they can enjoy, watch a sporting event, regardless if they love soccer or don't, just to get out and feel loved.
The world needs more people like Teal Bunbury, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic work. Thank you so much. And good luck on Saturday and Wednesday. And we'll see you back at Gillette Stadium next weekend.
Let's do it. All right, Mike. Take care.
Once again, my thanks to Teal Bunbury for joining me this week. The Revs beat Atlanta at Gillette Stadium on May the 5th, and they'll try and do it again Saturday at 5 p.m. from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. As always, you can listen to it on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And looking ahead, the Revs will be at Miami Wednesday night. They're back at Gillette Stadium Sunday, July 25th versus Montreal. That is a 6 p.m. start time. For tickets, visit revolutionsoccer.net. My name is Mike Riley. Follow me on Twitter at Sarge985 and the Sports Hub at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Thank you for listening and go Revs!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.